Things are edging back up a day after the Dow fell 2,000 points, the most in 12 years. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Even talking about stimulus through government spending to combat the coronavirus is stimulating a stock market at the moment. 20 minutes into the trading day, the Dow is up 671 points, 2.8%. The S&P is up 2.5%. The NASDAQ also up 2.5%. The U.S. Federal Reserve tried with monetary policy last week. Now the other lever, fiscal policy, to decode. Here's Jeffrey Cleveland, chief economist at Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles.
What do we mean by fiscal policy, David? I think at the end of the day, it means returning money to the economy. One way it could happen is through a payroll tax cut. Consumers would see that immediately in their income. Another way would be, you know, income tax cuts and then spending that would directly target industries that have been impacted by the downturn. So tourism, cruise lines, airlines, et cetera.
A payroll tax cut percolates into the economy quickly, but the question is, how quickly could they enact such a cut?
Right. So the central bank can meet overnight and can implement an emergency rate cut. Policymakers, it could take longer. It's something that could take, let's say, 3 to 4 weeks, David. And in the interim, will financial markets have patience? That's a question.
Jeffrey Cleveland is the chief economist at Payden & Riegel. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Despite the bounce this morning, the Dow is down 16% from its high February 19th. With people avoiding airplanes, the CEO of Southwest Airlines is taking a voluntary 10% pay cut. CEO Gary Kelly announced the move in an internal message to employees focused on the economic impact of COVID-19. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer's in Washington. Nancy, docking one's own pay to what end?
Well, David, this is something CEOs do during tough times to try to show workers they're willing to share the pain. But Kelly is taking a 10% cut to his salary. According to Southwest's latest proxy filing, his salary in 2018 was $750,000, but his overall pay package, including stocks and bonuses, was more than $7 million. Still, Cornell University economist Kevin Halleck told me this is not an empty gesture.
It's real money. Even, you know, 10% of a CEO's pay can be many, many workers' salaries for the year. So it may be a way to keep people on in the firm, for example.
You think we should expect other CEOs to do this, Nancy?
Well, Halleck says it's too soon to tell. It depends on a company's culture. Some corporate executives did take voluntary pay cuts during the financial crisis, though. And Halleck says this can be a way of telling employees you know what they're going through, especially in companies facing pay cuts and layoffs.
Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you very much. And today, representatives of the Centers for Disease Control are due on Capitol Hill to talk about strategy and funding, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
President Trump's 2021 budget proposal for the CDC cut funding to the agency by about 16%. Now, with an $8 billion funding package that was just signed into law, Jay Shambaugh at the Brookings Institution says,
you're seeing continued activity to try to make sure anything that needs to be funded from a public health standpoint is funded.
And right now, thanks to low interest rates, the government can borrow money cheaply, says Desmond Lockman at the American Enterprise Institute. But
it takes time to spend that kind of money efficiently, so I wouldn't expect an increase in the very near future.
Shambaugh at Brookings says the money is good in the short term.
But now there's a much broader conversation in Congress about an appropriate kind of fiscal response that stretches beyond the immediate funding the public health agencies as well.
Responses like tax cuts or paid sick leave that may address other consequences of the outbreak. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
The state of New York, population 20 million, isn't just going to wait around for scarce hand sanitizer. It's gotten the New York prison system to go into production on its own brand, dubbed New York Clean. For now, it's just for use by government agencies like prisons or the subway. Governor Andrew Cuomo gave himself a spritz.
To Purell and Mr. Amazon and Mr. eBay, if you continue the price gouging, we will introduce our product, which is superior to your product. And you don't even have the floral bouquet.
The floral bouquet of lilac and hydrangea, Cuomo claimed, tulips. Amazon, for its part, has been working to get the gouging off the site, and eBay has banned U.S. sales of sanitizer. Gojo, the parent company of Mr. Purell, has increased production. It is your last chance to get our new Marketplace t-shirt with a donation of just $30. Whether you're giving for the first time or renewing your support, this is an opportunity that you don't want to miss. But don't hesitate. This special offer ends this week. Contribute to independent journalism that you trust today at marketplace.org and get this shirt as a special thank you from us. Once again, it's marketplace.org, and thank you.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
We're checking in with organizations as they figure out the right thing to do given this rapidly changing coronavirus story. Today, the group that helps medical schools coordinate, among other things, 81,000 med school students currently doing clinical rotations in hospitals. The training is required and parameters are very specific, yet in some situations, the students may be asked to leave. John Prescott is an emergency room doc who is now chief academic officer at the Association of American Medical Colleges. Thanks for linking up.
I'm glad to be here.
Dr. Prescott, I assume your association is continuing to meet on this issue and gather information as new information comes in?
We are meeting every single day. We have internally, we have something called our rapid response team, and we are checking in to hear what's going on nationally and locally. We are working with the federal government. We are working with our teaching hospitals to figure out how to best meet the challenges that are going on with COVID-19.
Might some of the hospitals ask the students to leave temporarily, or might some of the medical schools be interested in withdrawing their students temporarily, depending on the situation on the ground involving coronavirus?
Yes, that could happen. Students could be asked not to attend certain clinical rotations because of several factors. One might be the lack of personal protective equipment, which is essential for their safety. And that's been an issue that we're starting to hear more about. A second thing may be that the team is so busy taking care of patients that they may not have enough time to teach the students. But the students get training early on in how to keep themselves safe. I mean, the guidelines that the CDC have put out are things that students learn early on in their medical education. I mean, this is what we do.
Medical schools get accreditation. You're making changes to your approach to some of this training in the face of the coronavirus. Is there a danger that schools could run afoul of the promises they make under accreditation?
Our accrediting body, the Liaison Committee on Medical Education, has been reaching out to our medical schools, and likewise, the medical schools have been reaching out to the LCME so that they don't run afoul. What the whole goal of accreditation is to assure the public that the graduates of medical education programs are going to be good doctors, even as we are confronting the challenges of COVID-19.
John Prescott is the Chief Academic Officer of the Association of American Medical Colleges. Dr. Prescott, thanks for doing this.
Well, thank you very much.
And dear listeners, at your organization, have you been in these meetings now to figure out how to keep your people and your customers safe? We would very much like to hear how your company is approaching this, given so much uncertainty. Email us using morningreport@marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.